Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Keith Green, out of Dallas, Texas. And I'm just going to tell you one of my stories. It's brief. A lot of this stuff happened basically when I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's where my immediate family is, and that's where I grew up. I was probably, I would say, 4 or 5. And because I remember, because I had on a onesie, and so yeah, I was probably around that age. And I used to live next to my grandmother. She had like a, I guess, a duplex kind of house, like a house next to each other. But anyway, one night, I remember I was outside on the porch. And I was playing, I don't know, it was nighttime. I think it was around October because there was no leaves on the trees. And it was just crazy because, like, the moon was, like you know, it was a full moon. And it was, like, you know, I think it was around Halloween time or October. And, like, you know how the trees have the leaves and then you see the full moon, you know, at the backdrop through the trees. So it was like that. Down, like there was like, you know, my porch and it's like 2 steps. And then right next to, down by the steps is a bush. And I remember I was on the porch playing whatever. I had something, I don't know, Frisbee or something. And I like threw the Frisbee and it landed out on the lawn. And as it landed out there, out of nowhere, the bush I mentioned uprooted itself and walked across the sidewalk to the other side where my grandma and where my grandparents live, and rooted itself in the ground, which completely freaked me out. And when I saw that, I was like, "Mom!" And so they came outside, right? And I said, "Mom, the bush it moved." And they like walked over there to the bush, and they pulled on the bush, and it didn't move. It was like just rooted in the ground, which was a trip. And then, like, the next day we wake up, the bush is back to where it was. And there's just many stories that happened in my grandmother's house. I try to say them real quickly. There also used to be people on the walls in our side of the house, and I was the only one who's seen them, which is weird. And this happened a lot, like a lot, like on more, you know, separate occasions that this would happen. And I would see them. Now, in my mom's room, there were kids on the wall. Just imagine, okay, the wall to the back of you, in front of you there's a door, and then to your right there's a wall. And on that wall there were kids. I would wake up and I'd see kids on the walls, and there were like three kids playing jump rope. And I see them all the time. They'd look at me and wave, but they never talk. You know, wave and, you know, do the jump roping. Then as you walk out my mom's room, we had like a small little corridor that led to, of course, the living room. Then there was the bathroom. And then the other way was our bedroom. And on the ceiling, there was a little girl, a little black girl with pigtails. And she had like a little red dress, you know, with little polka dots and the little shoes, little black shiny shoes and a little, you know, I guess, pompadour kind of socks, whatever. She's on a ceiling, and it was weird because the light fixture was like right in her stomach, and she would just be up there smiling. And then in my room there was something else, but I can't remember what that was. I can't remember about that. So what else? I remember one night we were all outside as all the cousins and my grandma's, everyone was gone, and we were outside playing, right? It was nighttime, and there used to be, across the street, there's like these big trees, right? One night, we were outside playing, we heard like rustling up there, right? And then out of nowhere, we heard like a witch, like, cackle. You know how witches cackle. And we all like ran inside, right? Because it freaked us out, closed the doors. Then all of a sudden, like, all the windows, we start hearing banging in all the windows out of nowhere. It was just weird, just bang, 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 bang on the front window, side, back of the house, whatever. And then, like, we, like, looked outside, and then we just saw all these, people in, well, we don't know what they were, all in cloaks, like, running away. It was weird. But then also, like, on my grandma's side of the house, also like that corridor I mentioned on our side, like we used to play in there. We used to close the doors and just play in that little section. And like those old heaters, it was where we used to be able to look. We can like look up into it, and we used to see like Freddy Krueger before he was Freddy Krueger, before even there was a Freddy Krueger. It was this dude that he was like see-through, but he was like neon, and he had like the hat and the sweater, but the stripes, but he was neon. So he was like see-through, but neon, I'll trace of neon, which is weird. Also, there used to be a clown, a demonic clown in the backyard, which was when we used to go outside and play. We used to play like, you know, like red light, green light, or midnight, whatever. There was a clown outside that used to just, I don't know, like just stand there. Like my grandma has like a brick wall in the back, and he just used to stand there, and he had his hands, you know, like perched, like right there. And we like and he never said nothing, never moved. And we could like throw like dirt rocks at him, never move. And which was a trip out. And also then remember one time when we finally moved out of my grandma's duplex in their own apartment, I remember one night I woke up. Because I'm trying to say these quick because I know these are timed. I woke up, and I was in first grade, and my Godzilla and my toy jet plane started fighting each other, like, you know, like Godzilla movies do, which was weird. Also, I remember my brother's bed. My bed was on the wall that where the door was, and he was, like, directly at the door, like on the other side, but like in our hallway was like, I guess our fire alarm, and it had like a little light that was like a green, so it always like shined in on my brother. And every time I used to look at him sometimes at night, it looked like his head was missing, which was weird. And then let me go back to my grandma's house. There used to be this guy, like, used to live next door to my grandma's house. We used to go over his house, and he had all this cool stuff and tell these cool stories. Well, one night he told this story, and as he told the story, it happened. So let me just give you an example. Like he said, like the ship flew over the house. Out of nowhere, this object, whatever it was, flew over the house. Then he said, and then it flew down behind the house. And then out of nowhere, we see twinkling lights off in the distance, down the block, something behind the house, land or whatever it does. Then you hear the lady scream. Out of nowhere, we hear some lady scream down the street. So, yeah, I've had those crazy stories. I know I can get put more into detail, but those are kind of some of the crazy things that I saw growing up as a kid in Albuquerque, basically at my grandmother's house. And of course, there's other stories that happened in that duplex. Oh yeah, I remember. Okay, one time, because a lot of people lived in that house next door, like family members. A friend of theirs in that room, in my mom's room, a friend of theirs died. They didn't know it, but Jesus was in the doorway of that bedroom of the person that died. Like he was standing in the doorway, which was a trip. Also, there used to be like, I guess, a lady in white that we used to see also at that house. I think it was one of our great aunts, whatever. I remember one time my cousin, my auntie Ann, she was a little kid and she was taking a bath, and that the lady in white came in the bathroom with her and sat in the tub with her. So yeah, so there's been a lot of like this freaky stuff. I guess lady in white, yeah, there's a ghost. The other things, I don't know what to explain or exactly what there is. The mystical guy with the story, I don't know. But that's just some of the crazy stories that happened to me when I was a kid growing up. I think that's basically it. I don't know if I have any other stories to tell, but if it gets on the podcast, that's great. I've been listening to you guys probably about 3 months. You guys are awesome. But that's my story. Love you guys' show and have a great day.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.